Have you seen the tape of what happened? And are you surprised that he was there?
Yeah, I saw it. I knew what happened, you know, as soon as it happened. But, you know, I don't know. I never really paid attention to those guys out there. I never realized they were that close. But, you know, certain things happen, you know, just unfortunate. But hopefully he's okay. You know, I'll be okay and make the best of it.
Have you come close before to hitting camera?
No, I never come close to the camera. Never came close. But, you know, first time for everything.
Will you jump next time?
I jumped that time. I definitely will jump. Yeah. You know, I just want to catch you on my knee in the ground, my leg in the ground, and, you know, have a worse injury than presented today. So I'll be all right, though.
Do you have any additional tests after you got back?
It came back, you know, for further observation today, and everything seems fine. Everything will be all right.
Joel, are you convinced that the team you've been for the last 5 quarters is the team you'll continue to be?
Oh, you know, I sure hope so. You know, there's a lot of football left to be played, and, you know, a lot of great opponents out there that we have to face. And, you know, for us to just try to be on a more consistent basis and play ball the way we did last night and grow from that, you know, it's definitely going to be our goal. And, you know, to get better, you know, never be complacent. And that's always our goal as a defense. But, you know, sometimes you go out there and you have better games than other. You know, it's just football. You know, you can never say beforehand how your performance is going to be. You can always just go out there and make sure you're well prepared, you know, as we were yesterday, and hope for the best.
What's it say about this team that, you know, so many guys go down and yet people step up, it seems?
Oh, it says a lot. You know, it says a lot. It says that, you know, guys are practicing, you know, even if they're not starters, you know, they're always competing, you know, they're in meetings, you know, their mental reps are there. They know the offense or defense, and, you know, they have full confidence in themselves, and we have confidence in them also. You know, we had a lot of guys that go down yesterday that, you know, didn't travel with us yesterday, and guys stepped up, and, you know, we didn't miss a beat. So, and that's what you need. You know, that is what builds a championship-caliber team.
Are some games more fun than others? And when, you know, your offense gets a big lead, you guys are playing well. You know, the game was kind of a one-note game the whole league. Is this kind of a fun to play in a game like
that? Yeah, absolutely. You know, you always wish for games like that. You know, our offense did a phenomenal job of keeping the ball, you know, out of hands of their offense and keeping their defense on the field, making plays. And I think we got points out of 8 out of 10 drives, and which was awesome. In defense, we went out there and we just played disciplined football. We did everything, you know, the coach asked us to do, and you know, we were successful in doing it.
What do you think of Prince in his first field?
I think that was definitely one of Prince's better games. I think he played with a lot of swagger. I think he played with a chip on his shoulder, and more importantly, he was aggressive and he attacked the ball when it was in the air.